Welcome back. We got Officer Harry Dunn. We got Representative Ahmaud Rivera Wagner, and me, some guy on the show. I have to say, Officer Dunn, I listened today to your testimony for the first time, and that was really, really hard to hear. As a white guy who knows better, as a white guy who's in a mixed marriage, who has mixed race children, hearing that, it was upsetting. And I'm really sorry you went through that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that sentiment. I will say this. I don't like people apologizing for what I went through that didn't have anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. So I accept your I accept it, but the people who need to apologize aren't. And I don't think that you should have to apologize on their behalf. And I understand. I get it. Yeah, I receive it. But let's stop apologizing. Not you, but we got to stop apologizing for what other people are doing that's foolish and hold them accountable and make them own it. It's not on us.
It was interesting, you know, last week, Adam Kinzinger, who does send his best.
Love Adam. Hey, Adam.
Yeah, I'll text him after. That. He had really good things to say about you.
Yeah.
But he said, because we talked about this, and he said, you know, I was almost ready to put January 6th behind me. And he said, I think America was almost ready to put January 6th behind us. And then Trump got elected, and then 1,500 plus people who should have been in prison were released.
Let back on the street.
How did you feel about that?
You know, so my thoughts when it comes to the pardons, look, that's what Donald Trump said he was going to do it. He said he was from day one. I spent a lot of time here in Wisconsin campaigning hard to keep him out of the White House. That's why me and a couple officers did. We knew that this was coming.
Yeah.
So when he did it, it wasn't a surprise for me. I mean, so I had time to prepare, right? But it still was a gut punch. Like it still was. Yeah. It still was. But my biggest anger, and I love people who believe in democracy and all this stuff, but everybody that's shocked and surprised that he did it, where were you before he did it? If you're shocked and surprised, that means you weren't paying attention to what he said he was going to do before the election.
Yeah. I have it in my notes that, you know, we saw it coming and you hope it's not going to happen. And even though you get this thing in the back of your head knowing it's coming. But when that reality hits, what did you talk about? We'll bring him out in here. What do you?
Well, one of the reasons I'm inspired by Officer Dunn is, you know, January 6th is somewhat infamous here in Green Bay.
Yeah, right.
One.
Oh, with you?
Right.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, just this January 6th, we got sworn in, one of the fairest maps we've ever had. So I have this one memory of January 6th, which is literally littered with nothing but joy, bipartisan camaraderie, celebration. We saw meemaws and grandchildren. We saw aunts and uncles. You know, this beautiful moment on this January 6th. 4 years to the day, I was sitting in my office because we had to essentially evacuate City Hall because we had gotten information leading right after the election that there was going to be protest. And we saw buses being led by leaders of white supremacy groups, recruiting people to go to the Capitol, and some people recruiting them to protest at one point the mayor's house.
Yep.
They changed it to the City Hall.
Yep.
In the preparation, as we started seeing this, we were warning the FBI, we're warning other people, something is going on. We started seeing warning signs where they were actually preparing. For example, we found screenshots later of the planning group saying that government's going to be shut down for a couple months, that you should bring water and food, and you should bring groceries home, that you should get flashlights and batteries. And then on January 6th, when I sat inside my office, one of the few people still there, we had people calling for the Proud Boys to come get me, the mayor, and the first black clerk in the city's history, saying that we personally stole the election for Joe Biden. And so January 6th, and then...
And she served Republicans and Democrats last
Right. And what was terrifying is I had friends that were working in the Capitol. All of a sudden, it was like the world went silent.
Yeah.
And they just dispersed. And no one knew what was happening. And I started getting the trickle-in text that they're trying to kill us. They're breaking into the building. And then they just stopped communicating. And so then I ran home. My husband calls me and says, I need you to be home. We turn on the TV and we literally saw the Capitol on fire. And that began years of stalking, mm-hmm. harassing. They believed that I was a Facebook employee that made up getting married to my husband. So they started stalking him at the hospitals to find him. We got racist epithets. We got homophobic slurs. We had them vandalize my car. We had one person who was so convinced that we were hiding that he physically assaulted a city employee when they went to go look at him. Yeah. We had to press charges against him. So January 6th to me, not only was both criminal in its process, the ripple effects reverberated across the country to all these places like Green Bay, Wisconsin, that for years spent trying to defend itself against lies and innuendos. From the ridiculous, like that there are midgets in the machines flipping the ballots, to the serious, where they were asking for my birth records to see, because they thought I was undocumented and I was imported from the Middle East. And so, you know, what you went through, we only have a small taste of it. But part of the reason why we were excited to bring him is that democracy doesn't only work when it works in your favor. That democracy is meant to be defended up and down the ballot, whether you win or not. And that we have to hold the people accountable that choose violence and the threat of violence as the answer to get their neighbor, friend, resident to vote in a certain way. And so we need to hold all elected officials accountable. Democrats that were afraid to hold them accountable, and Republicans that are justifying this at every level of the ballot. We had these issues at the local Common Council where they refused to acknowledge the election results. We watched Supreme Court candidates. We watched U.S. Senate candidates. We watched gubernatorial candidates all say that January 6th wasn't a bad thing. It should be bipartisan to condemn the actions of what happened to the officer. So we're here to have a real conversation in one of the places where democracy was threatened deeply, to talk about how do we hold each other accountable for building a stronger and believing in a stronger democracy, but how do we talk to the people who use violence as the currency for their democracy and hold them accountable?
It really is something that just boggles my mind how, you know, you could see something so raw, so true. Okay, it happened. It happened.
Yeah.
And it, like you say, it happened whether you want to listen to the commentary of the talking heads on the news guiding you through what's happening, or just shut the damn TV off and see for yourself. That happened. And then you have this whole group of people trying to whitewash it, trying to say it was peaceful, trying to I don't understand how that group of people can take something so obviously true and turn that into, nope, that was.
Well, you know what?
Oh, and we'll finish that thought here.
Yeah.
That was Officer Dunn here on the other side of the break here on the Rational Revolution.